Then in the next job he got, he was used to carrying up coal from the cellar to the lady, to the boss's wife. And when he had delivered the coals, he saw that she had a piano, so he sat down at the piano and played, and she listened to his with great admiration. And after this went on for maybe a week, she said, "Don't waste your time here, and I'll persuade my husband to, to you know, dismiss you," which he was very grateful for. And I think there was a third episode that likewise ended in disaster, and then he was allowed to go back. And as I told you, they could not finance that, so he financed it himself by selling his stamp collection, which was very dear to him. And that took care of this half a year. And at the end of the year, do you want me to tell you the episode of what happened at the end of the year?
Oh, well, maybe we can get into that in just a minute. Yeah. I think maybe at this point we might say that Eric was born on May 18th, 1905. Could you give us some idea of when he made a decision to study music seriously? He was a very young boy still.
Well, there was never anything in his mind but music, and he never wanted anything else. And he began composing at a very early age. 8 years, 9 years, you know. As I told you, his mother was completely against it, and nothing has survived of these things because she tore them up and burned them. And but that was in his mind, and it was a one-track mind, and as the grandmother said, he lives in this delusion, and he never let go of it.
No. Yes.
In spite of all these obstacles, and because in spite of the fact that nobody would listen and nobody was interested, it must have been a very sad childhood.
Yes.
He had a very, very difficult and sad childhood in this respect. In other respects, the family was well off, and they went to the country in the summer and had a villa and garden, and all this was very nice.
Yes.
You know?
And I gather that they loved him and thought they were doing the right thing.
Yeah, they thought they were doing the right thing, but they were a restaurant owner, and they thought he would starve to death, and that was a terrible thought for a restaurant. Couldn't think of anything worse that could happen to anybody.
Yes.
You know? So this was all, it took a tremendous amount of strength, but Eric had a very, very great potential strength in, the, you know, in him, which overcame that. And I think you can feel that strength in his music. It's one of the features of his music.
Oh,
he has real power, you know, in it.
Who were some of the musical influences on Eric?
Well, you know, whatever he heard, naturally, because his brothers were singers, and the oldest were singer, he heard a lot of songs and singing in the house already. And I'm sure that this was a strong influence. And most of his music, you know, is going this way. He's writing so much for the voice.
Yes.
And, you know, even in one of the, in two of his ballads appears a singing voice, which is kind of unusual.
It was unusual, yes.
And I think that is perhaps due, we don't know. Maybe they were singers, and so this was also in his kind of makeup to begin with. Or it was because he heard it so much, I can't say. And of course, what was played at the day, at the time in Vienna, and Vienna was a music city. And so, you know, they went for the summer to Fürslau, and then Baden was, of course, a Kurkapelle that played whatever was popular at this point. And but you could not, or the cafe house, you know, played Strauss, but he was never very fond of Strauss or operetta music. They said that Alban Berg loved operettas and loved to go to them. Well, Eric did not. And I think that is the was the negative side of the Prater. He had too much of that, and he didn't disliked it. You know?
Yes.
It was something he wanted to get out of, this kind of thing.
And who were some of the composers whose music he admired?
Are you speaking now of his academy days already, when he had...
Yes, I suppose I am. Which of the German or romantic composers did
he... Schubert. And that remained to him until the end of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Loved Schubert.
Mm-hmm.
And of course Beethoven. And later Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
Wagner was a god to him.
Mm-hmm.
I know that at one time I just got a letter where it brought it to mind, because I had forgotten it, that we had in a discussion with a young singer who is now in Germany. Since many years she's singing there at
mm-hmm.
the opera houses. I think she's in Essen right now. And she said, remember the discussions we had, because at one time Eric had said that Moses, Christ and Wagner were the three most greatest prophets. Also.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was a very religious girl, and she
mm-hmm.
rejected very violently to this.